Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
We're back with another Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com. I'm so glad all of you joined us. So we had a guest on, pretty high-profile guest for this program, that talked about a rosin press, of which his name is now on, and he's offering artwork as a part. That guest was Tommy Chong. The product was the Rosin Bomb Rocket, or the Tommy Chong Rocket from Rosin Bomb. And I'm here to talk to those gentlemen right now about this. But here's something I want to talk about first before we get started. From Weed Maps, they actually did a profile on Rosin Bomb back in 2020, and they said, quote, in the modern age of weed, few things are as exciting as making your own dabs. My next guest right now have a product line that gives the ever-growing concentrate community the opportunity to do just that. I'm joined right now with the CEO of Rosin Bomb, Fred Angelopoulos, and the president and founder of Rosin Bomb, Ryan Mayer. Ryan and Fred, thanks for being here.
Brasco, thank you. Thanks for having us, man.
Awesome. You know, we got the chance to do the interview, and we talked about where Tommy Chong talked about the launch of a limited edition series of custom art skinned Rosin Bomb Rocket consumer extraction presses. Now, so everybody knows, it's the widely acclaimed as the best personal solventless rosin press in the world. And again, we want to focus on that in the program, thus the process, the extraction, and what this rosin press can do. As part of this innovative initiative, the merge creative design and function, you partner with Tommy to release this first ever inspired press. Now, here's some quotes that have been made by some pretty reputable publications. Forbes.com called this the rocket revolutionary technology that creates perfect THC / CBD rosin every time. And Engadget, the tech expert website, named the rocket the Panini Press of weed. So, Fred, I'm going to start with you. Talk to me about the makeup of this Rosin Bomb Rocket and the outreach to Tommy.
Absolutely. Well, you've done your homework. I can't believe you had those articles from Forbes and Engadget. And when you were mentioning it, it made me smile because those are, you know, definitely happy moments for us. Yeah. You know, the rocket was something that, you know, we thought about a couple of years ago of really getting this to the consumer, letting the consumer, there've been presses out there in extraction. Of course, Brasco, you know a lot about solvent based extraction. Mm-hmm. You know, I had met Ryan at a trade show and just was, you know, amazed by this guy. He's the inventor and creator and, you know, all this technology has patents around it. But the rocket was designed really to be for the consumer. It was designed as the first extraction press for a consumer. And what we called it was kind of crop to countertop, really. And if you look at the design of it, it's got brushed metal. It's going to look like your Bosch dishwasher. It's sitting next to your Keurig machine. But it was really, you know, part of our passion to bring solventless extraction to the consumer and empower them, allow them to make their own. And it's such a simple and amazing process. It literally in 2 minutes you can turn your flower into beautiful rosin, which is solventless and pure and clean. And you know, so we were so excited and we launched that product, and it's been widely successful, as you so kindly quoted some esteemed
which I want to talk about. When I'm going to bring up Forbes and Warren Brobro, who got a chance to speak to you both, and the idea of where we've had other guests in the program that have had products that are for home grow or home extraction and personal use. Just an idea for this. What kind of counter space are we looking at when you're putting this on a desk?
I'll let Ryan take that one because he's the creator.
I got it. So, you know, for the smaller rocket press, you're looking at a 6-inch by 6-inch square is the space it'll actually take up. Stands, you know, about 10 inches tall, so it's not super tall. It'll fit underneath usually, you know, any overhang for counters. So, you know, that's something that we were concentrating on when we developed that press was, you know, to bring an actual legit appliance to the home as opposed to, you know, the majority of what was out there, which it was a little bit larger equipment, but it wasn't you know, kind of in-home use either. You always had some kind of attachment with it, whether it was hydraulic, so it was a hydraulic pump, electric over hydraulic, or air over hydraulic, or just air, pneumatic press. So they're a lot larger, a lot more cumbersome, and, you know, we kind of narrowed it down to the fact that, which Fred had spoke about earlier, we need to bring this to, you know, to everybody. So it's sort of like it's everybody's press because, you know, we wanted to bring something to everybody, not just bring a new larger press to extracting companies to, you know, sell that rosin then to the consumer, but give the power to the consumer. So this is really an appliance that was meant for the consumer to fit on the countertop, small, easy to use, and efficient. So
yeah. And one of the things I just would add to that is that the way, you know, Ryan designed this, it's, you know, we have patents filed on it. We've got a very unique power supply. It's literally one touch. You plug it in, three-prong plug, you press the button, the presses go up, and literally under 2 minutes, you have fresh rosin. And it's, you know, when we used to go to trade shows, it was a little bit like we had these crowds around us when we launched it because it was a little bit like a magic trick. I mean, it was sort of like, you know, with a hat, we poured in the milk and then pulled out a bunny. You know, it was sort of people like, wow, wait a minute, that was flour 30 seconds ago. And now it's fresh rosin.
So the idea is when I'm looking at what the rosin bomb rocket, the conventional rosin bomb rocket, the business size, I guess, or industrial size, you said 10 foot tall, but also about 6 inches by 10 inches. Oh, 10 inch. Ah,
10 inch tall. 10 inch tall, 6 by 6.
It looks bigger on the pictures.
It does. It does. But yeah, and it's 13 pounds, and so it's portable.
It's kind of like the size of a microscope almost, or maybe like a large like scientific microscope, kind of like that.
Yeah, or like a, you know, a mixer, you know, a blender.
Yeah,
about the size of a blender, like the size of a blender.
Now also the build of the product in terms of the heat factor, in terms of how you have it as a square as opposed to like a rectangle, is there any real difference in terms of how the convection is to make that when the rosin is being created?
Well, it's always about finding the low, you know, the most concentrated point of impact. But I'm going to let Ryan talk about that a little further.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, that you can use too much force and then you start getting out a lot of the color, which might not be so desirable, like the chlorophyll, stuff like that starts to seep out as well. So there's a sweet spot in there. We think we found that sweet spot with both of our presses to where you have a certain quantity you put in there. The footprint is developed for, and the bags are developed for a certain quantity that matches that force rating. And then you get to play with your heat to extract whatever you'd like, which I guess that would segue us into types of rosin. You've got butter, you've got, you know, snap and pull, all these different things. This way you can create with your range of temperature, which is easy to do as well. You know, it's kind of a one-touch temperature up and down as well. So,
yeah. I want to idea. Well, Ryan, I want to go ahead and step in real quick about creating the initial creation of this and when you went ahead and did the research and development on it. You were developing innovative tech for juice presses previously. You saw the need for this affordable, easy-to-use rosin press in this market for customers looking for high-potency extracts. When you talked to Warren Bober at Forbes, you said, quote, "A growing number of consumers want to know what is in their consumable, with the added ability to mix and blend rosin and essential oils to fit their needs. We're very proud to deliver a safe, saltless solution." I want to jump into this now. Talk to me about the demand. Because, I mean, how many people are out there looking for a product like this to create high-potency extracts and processes for mixing and blending rosin and oils together for that right texture consistency, the right color, all that you're talking about?
So I think, you know, I think almost everybody. I think it's, you know, there's a lot of things about rosin that, you know, are a benefit rather than smoking, which, don't get me wrong, I smoke as well, but, you know, it's so much cleaner. You're inhaling, you know, the vapor as opposed to, you know, the carbon when you are smoking it. So, you know, when you're doing dabs, there's no real, negative to it health wise. And, we know the health negatives to the carbon monoxide, but, you know, you get a better taste, you get, storage, it stores for, you know, long, long time. It's just, it's all the way around, I think, a better option. You just need to bring that tool to them and then they realize, it would taste better. It stores better, you know, all the way around. I think it's a better option, but you just need to bring that tool to them. And then they come to the point of realization that it is a much cleaner, better way to consume.
I think the other part of it, Brasco, is the economics of it. You know, rosin is, when you go into a dispensary, it is the highest cost extract in a dispensary. It's just, you know, you can get, you know, some extracts that are $28, $30 a gram, some $40. And then you look at rosin and it's $80, $100 a gram. And that's part of the processing. It's all very crafted and pure. But having said that, we put a lot of stuff on our website on how tips on how to, you know, make different levels of product, like, you know, Ryan was saying butter and different things like that. But we also talk about the economics of it. If you make your own, there's a significant savings. We've got it down to, you know, our kind of data points show that with a yield of about 20%, 15 to 25, it all depends on the flower and the moisture of that. But with a yield like that, you're averaging about $20 or $25 per gram. So it pays for itself. You know, you really have the economics of, I'm making this instantly. And if you're growing the flower, you know, people who have some plants in the yard or whatever, then you are controlling the whole supply chain. You know that that's organic the whole way. You know, and so that's a big part of the process as well, I think. And, you know, just it's the economics and the organics of it.
What I want to make point of before we go to break, and then I want to go more into solventless extraction and get into the real process of rosin. What I want to talk about are the amount of people, the concentration of people that are actually dabbing. Because there was a great story that came out. I'm going to a story from ScienceDirect.com, a web survey assessing dab use in the United States. This is from 2018, by the way. Yeah. And they responded, they had 4,000, over 4,000 respondents completing a survey assessing the use of conventional flower cannabis relative to dabs. And they completely talk about frequency and magnitude of use, completing the marijuana motives measure and severity of dependence scale, examining whether dab users have different motives for use and or demonstrate more severe consequences of use. It's a long story. I want to put a link into it for people to go and check out for themselves. But in the results, 50% of these 4,000 respondents say they at least tried dabs at least once. 36.5% regular use at least once a month or more. And those who regular use were significantly more likely to report using curious relative reasons for using conventional flower and getting positive effects when it comes to coping, sleep problems, social anxiety. So people see the benefits. And there's a good concentration of people that are cannabis users that are dabbing. So when you look at, you know, what you're looking to go and do in terms of the benefits of creating for dabs, and the amount of market that is out there to get this rosin bomb rocket into customers' hands and in their kitchens or in their garages or wherever they want to put it. Talk to me about that, Fred, about the market that's out there for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think the thing is, you know, if you've been through, it's sort of this migration of the consumption of cannabis and CBD, where, you know, I think everyone starts out rolling and then it's a pipe, then it's a bong, and then it's like, oh, where do we go from here? But the thing about extraction is, you know, it's very condensed. You know, it's like cooking with wine. You're going to reduce everything down and all you're left with is a multiple of the components, right? So if you're starting out with 15 or 18% THC or CBD, once that's extracted, you're going to end up with 60 or 70%. So that's part of the allure right there, is the potency. And also that there's a component about it. You know, people think, oh, I'm a dabber. There's a big dab rig. I spent $2,000 on this. I mean, people are using $25, $30 vape pens to vape rosin and waxes, you know, and you're using just your basic coil, you know, that's becoming very mainstream. I think there's so many.
Well, one of the things too is that the vape pens are getting hard to come by. I mean, there's now that mail ban that just came out. So the fact that just getting the devices for it, if you want to just go ahead and dab yourself, I've only seen dabbing in front of me once, and I was at a convention, and I just remember, I don't know if it was just so much of the dab was kind of had a kind of a burnt feel, like how the rosin came out, and when they went ahead and tried to burn the dab, it came out with such a smoke and such a burn. I'd imagine that with this, you're trying to go and make sure that the concentrate comes out so pure so that when you do go ahead and light it, that it's going to come out with a much cleaner burn and a much cleaner consumption.
Yeah, when you're ingesting a rosin based extract, it is so clean and smooth. You can tell that, you know, when you're using when there's solvent based extract, you can feel that. You can feel the burn. You can taste the residual toxicity. There are definitely things you can, you know, sense in there that this is not 100% organic or pure. But I do see everyone moving towards, you know, just portable. Like, for example, when we ship a lot of our products now, we do this sort of end-to-end bundle where you not only you can make it, but we give you a lot of tools for ingesting it and processing it. One is a little mini kind of dab kit. One is a vape pen that easily adapts to, you know, just unscrewing the top and putting some wax in there. And now you've got this little thing that's in your pocket, doesn't smell. Very easy to store, lasts for a long time, doesn't dry out. So there's so many benefits to it. And I think just the fact that, you know, it's what extracts and concentrates have opened up a whole world of hybrids. You know, hybrids used to be all botanical. It used to be botany. We're going to make this plant and it's going to have some sour tsunami CBD and some, you know, whatever, blue dream in there. But now what you can do is when you're pressing, you can take a number of different flowers and put them together in your pressing bag. And so you're literally now making your own extracts, which we promote quite a bit. And then, you know, there's so many other uses for the extract once it's made, with butters, we're using it in cooking, using it in drinks and coffee and in cocktails, or just tinctures. There's a big wellness side and medical side to using extracts. I really do. And the ability of empowering the consumer now, hey, you can craft your own hybrid. What do you like? You want 80% CBD, 20% THC? You can make that.
It's a great price point, multifunctional. And the idea that you have people that are just, again, finding it such a safe way, plus the accessories you're adding to it. So right. That not only after you get the finished product, you're giving the tools and the means to go ahead and consume it and imbibe it. That's
absolutely
wonderful. I want to go ahead and continue this going. Again, I'm here with the folks at Rosenbaum. I'm with the president and founder, Ryan Mayer. I'm here also with CEO Fred Angelopoulos. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about the rocket and really get into solventless extraction. And again, I'm going to call back something I used about a year ago where we talked about solvent or solventless. The debate continues. We're going to bring that up here on the next segment here on Blood Business. Stay around for that. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blood Business.
Elevate your everyday with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoggies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take anywhere treat.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back. I'm here with Rosenbaum CEO Fred Angelopoulos and Rosenbaum's president and founder, Ryan Mayer, here on Blunt Business. The proprietary technology using the Rosenbaum rocket we've been talking about here on the program, this press, along with the commercially targeted Rosenbaum M60 press and related accessories, utilizes a combination of heat and pressure to generate quality organic concentrates and essential oils at a competitive price. The produced extracts are clean, pure, and most importantly, solventless. Now, I want to take from the Cannabis Business Times. They wrote a recent piece about solventless extraction and explain this, quote, "Live rosin offers a distinct and pure expression of that original plant material in a more concentrated form, whereas solvent-based extraction methods involve chemical dissolution. Solventless extraction is essentially a mechanical separation process. Processors are removing trichomes from the plant material and working them intact in the solventless world." Kind of the same idea where I always hear the debate between using distillates or burnt hash oil or BHO. Mm-hmm. Same idea. Right. So break all this down, the fact about how the importance and the benefits of doing it solventless.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, having something that is completely organic and completely void of any third-party you know, component is very, very important, especially in the this, you know, world today where we're very focused on organic and holistic. I mean, it's changed so much. Just going into a supermarket now, when you see 80% of everything is organic, where that was 20% a few years ago. One of the challenges, Brasco, in the market for rosin has been the volume processing. You know, when you're doing CO2 processing, you've got a big vat and you're throwing 100 pounds in there. And then you're looking at, well, this is a press and I press it and then I remove it and I clean off the wax. It's a very binary system. So again, Ryan, being the brilliant inventor that he is, created a technology called the flow channel. The flow channel is part of the M60, and what it allows is for continuous pressing. You don't have to gather the material. It has sort of a horseshoe-shaped groove in the plate, and it's graduated, so it reaches a point of easy flow. And as the wax is pressed, as the rosin is pressed, it fills the plate, pours out into these collection plates. So we've done some analytics on that. And one of our presses, which is, you know, costs under $2,000, can press about one third of what a CO2 extractor can press in a day. So if you bought three of our presses and paid about $5,000, you would be able to extract the same amount as a full $120,000 CO2 unit, which needs permits and training and a safe space and ventilation and is, you know, can be dangerous. And so we developed this product with patents filed on it, patents granted on it, to really be able to bring rosin to volume processing, because that was the barrier to entry. It's great. I can make my own, and little boutique processors, we can make our own rosin and sell them to our local dispensaries. But how do we get it into mass volume to compete with CO2 extractors and things like that? And it was the development of this technology, the M60, which, you know, develops, you know, 6,000 pounds of force. And with this flow channel and the trays, you can just continuously, you can do 30, 40 pounds of flour a day very easily.
I want to unpack that answer real quick, Fred, but I want to channel this now to you, Ryan. First of all, the fact that you mentioned the flow channel sounds like you created the flux capacitor here or something like that. I don't know.
That means a lot to Ryan, by the way.
what I was thinking about when you talked about that was also the fact of the chemicals. When you have that in conjunction, you know, confronting it with heat, the flammability of what you're going to have there, and just like you said, if you're trying to do things with CO2, the kind of issues you're going to have to try to have it create a controlled environment so nothing explosive or anything hazardous happens. The same thing happens here, correct?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, you just don't have the worries that you have with like a CO2 or other. There's no solvents there. You've got literally however many presses that you'd like to daisy chain, in line, and you don't have anything hazardous. You know, you can put up to six machines on one guy, and you can operate six machines with one operator. So completely different way of doing it. Not to mention what you get out of it. It's real organic rosin. So, you know, it's better for you. It works better. It feels better. You have a different high, better experience. For the person who's selling it, it's worth more.
I want to go ahead and call back an interview that I did. The name was Michael Demek, who was with CEO of Cali Hash. We talked about hash. We talked about the history of hash. We talked about solventless extraction then. It's the last time we talked about it. In that interview, I referenced a comprehensive Cannabis Industry Journal article titled Cannabis Extracts for the Informed Consumer, Solvent or Solventless. I thought it was a great story. Here's what I got from the story. I'm going to bring this out and get your take on this. Quote, as cannabis markets continue to gain traction, inconsistent and largely unpredictable markets have left recreational consumers in an informational fog. Expecting high demand for solventless concentrates, the demand for solvent-based counterparts came as a surprise. Over the past year, several companies have joined the solventless side of history, but consumer understanding remains largely stagnant. For those immediately overwhelmed by terminology, cannabis extracts, concentrates, or hash are all interchangeable terms describing concentrated cannabis. Under these umbrella terms, two distinct categories emerge depending upon whether chemical solvents were or were not used to extract the hash. Hence, solvent or solventless. So I want to get your take on this argument of, you know, where you obviously you're on one side of the conversation. What do you say about for those that look at the other side of this argument?
Well, I mean, I think it's probably looking at it from an economic side strictly, because it you can process a lot fairly cheaply. Although, like I said, the M60 is actually cheaper now to do that. But I think, you know, there's just been this culture of batch processing and processing a lot. And then it's competitive out there in the market. You know, there are so many extract companies coming in. And so everyone's looking for an edge, and that edge might be time to market or fast or lower costs and lower pricing. So I think if you're looking for a low price, or if you're looking for products that, you know, you can sell affordably, solvent based seems to be the product. But if you're looking for a holistic organic experience and getting strictly nothing but the extract of the plant, I just couldn't see going any other way than solventless. I really don't. I mean, if you think that way, you know, if you think organically, and, you know, it's just, you know, I think, you know, when I met Ryan, like, he was one of the most holistic guys I've ever met. And that's what drew me to him. And that certainly comes through in his development of the technology.
Well, the pricing of the rocket, first of all, is not unreasonable. I see what it is. And what you're offering, it's a good product for a good price. The other thing, too, is that I would also stress the idea that you want high quality. And you don't want to just have them that just is completely manufactured. Because for what it's coming into your body, the way it's going to be consumed in your body, and the kind of concentrate and potency you're going to be putting in, you want it to be pure and organic, I would imagine. Yeah. And it's the same thing where people are using disposable vape pens or something where you use, like you said, with a vape pen that comes with your rocket. That is something that's interchangeable, and it's a quality pen that you get to go and use over and over, right, and it's reusable. So in that same sense, I get where it's coming from. So again, you know, I don't want to take or dispute or you know, discourage anybody from what they want to do. But
sure,
in this case, your point is completely valid. This is why I like where this is, because we're looking at, because also if you're going to have hash, I mean, isn't it the idea you want to have the most purest, most wonderful? And it's so hard to come by in the first place to have a machine to go and do it yourself. It's already hard enough to go ahead and, again, just like Ryan said before, the pricing out there is the highest price product. I forget it was either you or Fred, about how highly priced it is when you go to a dispensary. To get it done yourself, to do it your own, it pays for itself.
Yeah. And there's something fun about it. You become, it's like a craft, like making your own beer or, you know, or cooking or whatever. There you enjoy doing it. You're looking at, like, you know, I want to make some hybrids. I want to, you know, make some CBDs. I want to increase my yields, and we offer so much consulting on our site and with our customer support people who help you through the process of, like, hey, I'm not sure how long, maybe I got this, it came out a little darker and things like that. We guide you through that process. It's, we don't just sell it to you and leave you. We kind of want to walk through the garden with you.
So I want to go for another commercial break. When we come back, I want to go and let people know how they can get their hands on the Rosamond rocket and a little more information about how they can get their hands on the Tommy Chong Rosamond rocket and what comes with that. We're going to come back after a short break. Again, I'm here with Fred Angelopoulos and Ryan Mayer with Rosenbomb, R-O-S-S-I-N, bomb.com. Back after a short break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
We're on the home stretch. We're wrapping things up right now with Fred Angelopoulos, CEO of Rosenbaum, and the president and founder of Rosenbaum, Ryan Mayer. And again, the website, as I was letting you know before we get into the break, coming out of the break, was Rosenbaum, R-O-S-I-N-B-O-M-B.com. I can't, with good conscience, as a stock market aficionado that I've become in the last year, you must go ahead and take a look and look at their ticker in the OTC markets. They're listed under R-O-S-N, and they're up today as we're recording. So Rosenbaum presses require no chemicals or additional hardware to operate. The presses are plug and press out of the box. So I love that. Technology uses patent-pending techniques to optimize extraction potential, allow the user the ability to easily produce naturally extracted organic concentrates. As we were talking about, we've already gone through very extensively on how solventless extraction works and the understanding of how this rosin press works. So I'm sure listeners are learning now, chomping at the bit, business owners, how can they get their hands on the Rosenbaum products online or in store? And talk to me about anything you can tell us about the Tommy Chong Rosenbaum rock and what they're going to be getting.
Absolutely. Products are available from Rosenbaum.com or from your local resellers, smoke shops, dispensaries. We distribute through Masterminded, so they have pretty big reach throughout North America. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely a lot of ways to get the product. The Tommy Chong, obviously, we're thrilled about this. I mean, he was obviously a very influential person in both Ryan and our lives. And the fact that we're doing a collaboration with him, we have to pinch ourselves. We really do. Listening to your interview with him last week was amazing and all that. And you know, he had done a review of our product about a year ago in the LA Weekly, and he called it one of his favorite things. And he wrapped it up. He finished and he showed like how much he had prayed. He did a press, you know, and he showed maybe about half a gram that he had pressed. And he said, hey, that'll last me about a week. And then he said, Snoop Dogg, about an hour, Willie, 10 minutes. And it was like, just so brilliant. And I'm like, so, you know, we reached out to him, you know, about 4 or 5 months ago and said, we'd love to work with you. We'd love to do a custom version of your product. You know, he's such, you know, I mean, he's kind of a Renaissance guy. I mean, he really is. He's an artist. He was a musician, an actor, a comedian, a writer, a producer, like you, Brasco, a man of many talents. Just the fact, you know, we pitched him on it. We knew how important, you know, he's a holistic guy. And so it's his artwork. It's his custom artwork that we are, you know, wrapping our rockets in, and he hand signs them. I mean, it's truly a collector edition. He literally has a wet signature on each one, and they're numbered. They're available from Rosenbaum.com, and it's chance to be, you know, get a collector's item from one of the amazing industry icons that we've ever had.
Also, I'd recommend everybody look at the Instagram page, Rosenbaum 2.0, because I'm looking at what is the finished product. Some of the extract that's coming out of that sticky, it's just got this real, like, just, you can just tell that's the pure goodness that comes out of it. And then you can just look when that finished product's done and it gets a little bit dried up and you're ready to put onto a dab. I can just imagine how well that burns. And obviously the effect you're going to get from it, the what's going to come out all together. And, you know, it's really great what you have right there. So once again, talk to me about the two products. You have the M60 and then you have the conventional product. So give me a little difference, a little variation about what which one entails.
Sure, absolutely. And I just wanted to add, thank you for mentioning our Instagram site. A lot of the pictures we post are from our customers. What you see, for sure. And that was a big part for, like, people would send us, hey, look, I made this. And we're like, can we post that? I mean, some of our users have made some of the most incredible stuff, like this bright gold and beautiful, you know, extract. It's something. But, you know, Ryan, you want to talk about the two products and what makes them different?
Yeah. So, you know, the rocket, of course, is really for the consumer. You know, you can press around an eighth of weed in there at a time. Like I said, 6x6x10 inches tall, weighs 13 pounds, super portable. And then you have the M60, which is more for either the prosumer or, you know, the guy looking to press to send off that product to retailers. That's around 62 pounds and it's 9x9x18 tall. So, you know, still not a huge platform, but like I was saying, you can take those and daisy chain those. It's kind of a modular thing. You can add as many as those as you need, depending on how much product you have to smash. So it gives you, you know, a lot of options to add machines as well.
And you can press about a half ounce per press. So you're looking at a half ounce every 2 minutes on the M60. That's all right, man. but you know, so you know, it's very, very efficient, very quick, and really, when you look at it, it's not this enormous machine. It's not your refrigerator, you know. It's probably about 50% larger in form factor. Obviously, much more weight because it creates a lot more force. Creates 6,000 pounds of force, but again, it's, you know, something that can go on the table and. Very proud of it. It's really the first production volume processing solventless extraction press out there. So very proud of that. And of course, you know, it's another brilliant product by Ryan.
And I see you have also bundles that you include as well, where it includes the rocket, it includes parchment paper, the rocket carrying bag, you got a bomb loader, you got vape pens, you have a flower container, yep, and concentrate glass jars. All that, yes, in one shot. Yes. Great stuff. So, and I know you regularly have specials out there. So again, follow on Instagram, Rosinbaum 2.0, rosinbaum.com, RosinBomb. And again, take a look at the Tommy Chong rocket, now available thanks to the folks at Rosinbaum. And gentlemen, thank you so much for being on with us. Like I said, we really enjoyed having Tommy on. Thank you so much for allowing us to have that opportunity. And thank you for allowing us to go and follow up with you, because we really wanted this to happen. It was, with everything was being said, we didn't have enough time to go and get all this done. We had to have you guys on to talk about this, and I'm glad we did. And, you know, I hope you get some more off the shelves.
I appreciate it, Brasco. Appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. Like I said, we loved the interview you did with Tommy, and we really enjoyed speaking with you today. It was fabulous.
Yeah, thank you. I agree. Thank you, Brasco. We appreciate any time you've got. I think it was just as enjoyable both times.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you, listeners, for listening in. As always, we'll be back with another episode next week. Until then, we'll talk to you next time. The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.